It's PacView's Melissa Burdick, the Wizard of Woodland Hills Shree, special guest host Jackie Danowski from Flywheel, and I'm PVSB, also from Flywheel, a division of Omnicom. Before we get to the CPG Guys episode you've downloaded, it's the week of April 29th, an ACDS annual week, and it's time for the Fresh Four. Four curated news stories from the past week. We find them masterfully intriguing. We hope you do too. They're brought to you through our partnership with RetailWit, your one-stop shop for retail industry intelligence and news. RetailWit.com, it's retail right now. Sheree, lead us off, would you?
Albertsons has been named the 2024 winner of the Webby Award for People's Voice Top Shopping and Retail App. I am so immensely proud of the shopper experience team, our engineering counterparts, and all of our cross-functional partners across the organization. Cheers to your hard work and customer obsession, said Jill Pavlovich, SVP of Customer Experience at Albertsons. 23 individual Albertsons associates were recognized in earning this award. Congratulations to all of you, and over to you, Melissa.
Best Buy and CNET are combining their ad inventory. Consumer electronics retailer Best Buy and digital publisher CNET are teaming up to create a new retail media model. The electronics retailer and the publisher are combining their ad inventory, allowing advertisers to buy across Best Buy Ads retail media network and alongside CNET's tech review-focused editorial content, and measure whether ads seen on either platform drove sales. In a month-long survey during which CNET content was displayed nationally across Best Buy's in-store TV walls, 86% of respondents said the content made them more confident in their purchases. It also garnered a 25% lift in purchase intent, according to the companies. Super interesting space as retailers continue to look for differentiation.
Thank you, Melissa. The National Association of Chain Drugstore annual meeting set to take place this week in Palm Beach, Florida. The annual meeting of the NACDS is set to begin Sunday, April 27th at the Breakers Hotel in Palm Beach, Florida. Featured speakers include Walter Isaacson and Arthur C. Brooks. NACDS annual is noted for the strategic meetings that transpire between retailers, consumer goods manufacturers, sales and marketing agencies, and other ecosystem service partners. If you're on a budget, make sure to get a hot dog at the poolside restaurant at $27. It is the least expensive menu entree offered at this five-star resort. Brian, Sheree, and Andrea are all in attendance this year. Closing it out, Jackie.
Hello, Fresh Four listeners. Red Bull Pink Edition Sugar-Free hits shelves. Red Bull is launching a new permanent sugar-free edition this summer. Red Bull Pink Edition Sugar-Free combines raspberry and forest fruits with herbal notes of verbena. It is the second new variant introduced by the brand this year, and the first fully sugar-free flavor in its portfolio, aiming to attract new shoppers to the category. Red Bull editions have been largely incremental to the brand, with 50% of edition buyers being new to Red Bull as they grow their flavor offering.
Thank you, Jackie, and welcome as a guest host to the Fresh Four. That's it for the Fresh Four. Now on to the CPG Guys episode that you've downloaded. Welcome to another episode of the CPG Guys podcast. Our co-hosts, Sheree Rajagopalan and Peter V.S. Bond, explore how brands and retailers engage with consumers online, in-store, and everywhere in between. And now, here are Sheree and Peter.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to this episode of the CPG Guys podcast. I'm, of course, Sheree, one of the aforementioned CPG Guys. And with me, I'm getting ready, actually, this weekend, warming up for a big music video shoot for my daughter, Rhea Raj, an American Idol finalist from 2015 with the golden ticket back then from J-Lo herself. This one is called Outside, features Lunch Money Lewis, and is set in ATVs and self-driving cars in the Joshua Tree Desert. My co-host and friend is the VP of Partner Strategy and Dev at Fetch Rewards, a mobile loyalty platform. And together, we endeavor to explore consumer engagement in a digitally driven world. Welcome the man, the machine, 007, movies behind his name. Is that true? Mr. Bond, this year, I believe we're going to be at the ASG and the HRD.
ASG. Oh, we're an educational podcast. You know the rule on acronyms, Sheree. Break down ASG.
I'm going to wait for you to do it.
We're going to the All-Star game.
Major League Baseball. The Major League Baseball All-Star game.
And where is it being held? None other than the finest ballpark in Major League Baseball.
All right. Now you're getting carried away. Right. Yeah, that would be Yankee Stadium.
Please. Anyhow, Sri, what am I doing? You're going to the desert this weekend. I'm slumming it. I'm just going down to the Breakers in Palm Beach. Got some trade shows to do, right? But it's good to see you, man. You know me. Now, you know, people who listen to this podcast know my background is all about user-generated content. So, Sri, you know how excited I am about today's conversation. I can't wait to get to it. So I'm not going to belabor the baseball back and forth. I'm just going to say, let's get to it, right?
Absolutely. So let's play ball. So thank you, Peter. Let me remind our audience that all of our content, over 195 episodes, may be found by visiting cpgguys.com. If you aren't already following us on LinkedIn, just enter cpgguys in the search box. And when you get to our page, simply click the blue plus button, which is follow. That way you'll get to see all the content we produce. And the best thing about it, Peter, what does it cost somebody to listen in?
Big donut.
Donuts can be tasty, just saying, you know, depending on where you buy.
But these are free. These are free donuts. Ain't no cost.
Even better.
Everyone can afford this, Sri. Everyone can afford us.
Ain't none like the word free. Did you know we are in partnership with Next Up, the network of executive women now rebranded? In the middle of every Wednesday podcast episode is hidden an Easter egg with a message from Next Up. Sarah Alter, President and CEO, I want to say thank you for doing me a favor and coming over to a big venue this past week where you spoke in front of a few hundred people, close to 1,000 overall. And I'm deeply appreciative that the network of executive women chose a partner like me, the CPG guys, to extend a partnership and be just incredible. So download, tune in, and listen. Every Wednesday episode, like I said, hidden an Easter egg message from them. Special thank you to all of you, our 12K followers on LinkedIn and growing. Without you, there is no CPG guys. We have launched a second episode of the podcast called FMCG Guys, which takes the CPG Guys format of omnichannel digital exploration to the European market. Our friends, Efrain and Daniel, are the hosts based in Europe, and will be talking with FMCG retail thought leaders about the transformation happening on the east of the Atlantic Ocean. And
hey,
by the
Sri.
Way,
hey, Sri, I don't know if you saw, there's a little CPG Guys, FMCG Guys crossover going on right now. Our old friend Christina Marinucci is now on the FMCG Guys podcast for an episode.
Not only that, Peter, on Thursday, the 21st of April, go back and check their post. They posted who's downloading and who's talking to them, who are their top downloaded episodes, which companies. And I looked at the list, Peter. The top 10 are all absolute elite CPG brands that you and I work with here in the US. So congratulations, Daniel and Efrain, following in the footsteps. The FMCG guys is writing its own chapter in the history of omnichannel exploration. But now on to our episode. As Peter said, he is drooling at the word UGC. This literally Peter's home turf. It's like Peter should do all the questions today and I should just watch in awe, but that's not the way it works.
You can phone it in, Sri. I got it from here. Your usefulness has come to an end. No, I'm not just kidding you.
That's what Sri does. He opens it up and he closes it up and he acts pretty with that baseball hat. So today Peter and I are looking forward to a special discussion on the changing world of content. The guest today boasts of a corporate statement that actually says, we know who's talking about your brand. You should too. Let me repeat that. We know who's talking about your brand and you should too. Viral's in-video search has the power to elevate your brand with authentic content. Keyword, authentic. Harness the power of video for personalized marketing. Consumers rely on video reviews to make purchase decisions. Brand trust shoots up by a whopping, hold your breath, 20x. When shoppers can relate to the speaker, see the sentiment, watch the product in action. To help turn browsers into buyers, we built a new way to source video content that is relevant to your brand, profoundly relevant to your brand. Therefore, we chose this episode to do a partnership with none other than Viral, a video-based startup revolutionizing the video content space who will decompose what's new in the space and how video commerce can actually be made a whole lot easier than it appears. Welcome to the show, Ajay Bam, their founder, and John Casey, the head of business development. Ajay and John, here on the CPG Guys, we'd love to welcome you. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thanks so much for having us. Really looking forward to this conversation today.
Really appreciate you guys' time. Thanks.
Ajay, before we take a deeper dive and decompose the role of viral here in the CPG and retail industry, I'd love to know, that's such an intriguing name. What's the origin of the name viral? And would you please first tell us about where our audience can learn about you online? And would you give them a brief overview of your role place?
Yeah, absolutely. So, hi, everyone. I'm Ajay Bam, CEO and co-founder of Viral. We're based in the San Francisco Bay Area. And a little bit of quick intro on myself. I've been studying shopping behavior for about 15 years now. Previously built and sold a CPG mobile shopping app company in 2009. And then also went from there to work at Nokia, where I launched the App Store in about 35 countries around the world. So I study online and offline shopping behaviors. And so started Viral about 4.5 years ago here in at UC Berkeley Machine Learning Lab and the UC Berkeley SkyTech Incubator Program. And really the story behind Viral is very simple. Shoppers are now watching videos before they shop. So reviews, unboxing videos, how-to videos, and more. And they're making a lot of videos after they shop. So there's massive amounts of video content now sitting on social media platforms and on people's phones and devices. And so how can brands make sense of all this video data is really what led me to start Viral. So if you're interested in finding out more about Viral, we are at www.viral.com. I'll spell Viral, V-I-R-I-L-L. And Sri, to answer your question, really the word viral came from the word virality. Videos go viral. And essentially virality drives engagement and conversion in a number of different ways, everything from sharing to actually purchases happening to more. So our mission is very simple. How can we help brands and retailers have all their content go viral, video content go viral, and help them with their key KPIs is really what we're focusing on at Viral.
Speaking of viral videos, that's what I'm hoping will happen to my daughter's next music video we're shooting this weekend, as I mentioned, which is being released mid to late May as part of Asian Pacific Heritage Month as well. But John, can you tell us what your role for Viral is?
Sure, yeah. I'm the director of business development at Viral. I've been in the content space for about 10 years with Amazon agencies, creating content with the digital agencies, creating images. My role is to engage with both brands, resellers, and service providers who are now challenged with what do we do with all this content being created on a daily basis via social media and TikTok, et cetera.
Thank you so much for that, John. Thank you so much for that, Ajay. For our listeners, reminder that all of this information will actually be found in the digital liner notes of our podcast. So I'm going to jump right into the questions. All right, Ajay, the first question logically goes to you as the founder. You know, you found Viral about 5 years ago. And over 5 years, I'm sure the company isn't what it was 5 years ago. So take us through the years. You know, how did you start? Who was your first client? What was the first product and how 5 years have shaped Viral to be what itself today as a video commerce leader? I mean, the value proposition sounds fascinating.
So first of all, you know, I started the company initially out of Berkeley. When we started the company, there's already a lot of content happening on multiple platforms. So our initial thesis when we started the company was, let's start with providing brands and retailers insights about who's making video about their brand on what platform and what they're saying inside the video and more. So we actually started as a video analytics and insights platform. And that journey alone took us about 3.5 years. And the reason behind that is essentially we have trained machines now to watch videos and understand everything that's happening inside the video. So we have more than 28 algorithms today that analyze the inside of the video, right? And so building all of this has taken some time. So when we started the company 5 years ago, you know, AI was new, machine learning was coming about. Even finding talent five, six years ago was actually very difficult. I'm very fortunate we came out of UC Berkeley. My co-founder, Dr. Barbara, has a PhD in machine learning and AI from Berkeley. She was a scientist at Intel Research analyzing video and text. So she quit and she joined and we started the company together. So it's taken us a little bit of time to build all the nine dimensions of analyzing a video. We do everything from sentiment to topic analysis, to scene analysis, demographic analysis, brand safety analysis, and all that. So building all of this, we had to start from basically from scratch, building our training data sets, you know, which is sort of fundamental to AI and machine learning. So initially, we started as a video insights platform, and our first customer was actually Porsche, the car company, and they were interested in understanding, you know, who's talking about their racing events and who's posting videos from the racing events. So we were actually able to deliver very deep insights. We were actually able to even identify the racetrack in the background. And from there, we were able to identify who's in the video, what they're saying about the Porsche brand, and then help Porsche with a number of consumer insights. And they wanted all this data for adding more sponsorships and more, which is what we delivered in the end to really help them gain more sponsorships and gain more interactions with influencers and fans who are participating at these events and producing UGC content. So in the process, we started the journey of selling video insights. And our next customer was Revlon, and from there. And what we discovered in the first 3 years of our journey was that insights are all, everything is good. But the question that all brands and retailers asked us is, okay, now what do I do with this data, right? You're showing us the top 10 reviews. You're showing us the worst 10 reviews for our product. Is there a way for us to leverage this video? That's amazing, right? And so, and just at that, just about 3 years into starting our company, COVID happens. And so COVID really gave us a moment of pause as a company. And we were like, okay, we really need to think through on what are the two most important KPIs that we can help brands with. And the bottom line is, it's not about insights. All they care about is revenue. How can we generate revenue and how can we find new customers? And so tell me how all this video content can help me with customer acquisition and revenue. So that's when we actually did sort of an extension, or you could also call it a pivot, which is we decided to really go into the video commerce space, which is focusing on those two KPIs. And that really led us to developing our Shopify app, which hopefully we'll talk later in the podcast. So we have come a long way, and I'm very proud of our team. We have an amazing culture in our team as well, 50% women. It's very diverse as well. Have an awesome, awesome team as well, which I really want to thank my team for everything where we are today. And we have done a lot with very little. And so today we have closed a seed round most recently of $3 million, which is led by Lightship Capital, Nomis Ventures. Our other investors include the head of engineering at Google Shopping, the engineering heads at Amazon, Microsoft, the head of AI at Pinterest, has some amazing investors and advisors that are really helping us through our journey of building our business. I'm very, very fortunate to have amazing mentors and advisors. And we're on to something big here, and we'll tell you more.
Oh, there's no doubt in Peter, in my mind, you're on to something big. So that's what the CPG guys think of Viral. But congratulations, Ajay, to you, John, the entire Viral team for the seed round and successfully accomplishing that.
Gentlemen, welcome to the CPG Guys podcast. I must concur with my counterpart on the West Coast. I think what you've got is nothing short of revolutionary. I firmly believe that. But let's dig into that, because I could say it, but I want to hear it from John in particular, which is the value proposition. You know, I have firmly believed for years that the most underutilized component of user-generated content was video. We were just scratching the surface with it. So what I want to know from you, John, is why are CPG brands choosing to work with Viral as a video analytics and a UGC analytics provider? And what is the real need that Viral is solving?
Yeah, Peter, that's a great question. The one thing that's really important is one of the key ingredients to our success is we're helping brands understand and gather information on the massive amount of information that's out of their control. You know, everybody's walking around with a video recorder in their pocket. And so COVID changed the way people looked at video, but also our technology, by allowing you to drill down into content and provide content that's relevant to the consumer based upon who they are, is really interesting. The other thing that comes up all the time we're talking to brands is it saves them time, right? A lot of brands have individuals who are watching videos on a daily basis. Part of their task on a daily basis is to go to YouTube, go to TikTok, do a search on products and find what people are saying about themselves or their competitors. We use AI And we use machines to help us gather all this information and deliver it via a dashboard where you can be driven to action. And the last thing that we do is we allow people to communicate with their consumers. So post-consumption, we know there's a terrific opportunity to engage with people. And seeing that everybody, as I said, is walking around with a video recorder in their pocket, they can talk about your product. This information is very inexpensive. If you can understand this information, you can leverage it to deliver authentic voice from your consumers. It's just a terrific time for video to be re-examined and delivered insight in videos, and that's what we do.
Wow, Sree. Sree, doesn't this, it harkens me back to a conversation that you and I had back in 2019 when you were at Revlon, when I asked you, how do you make sense of all this UGC? And you said, oh, I put a couple of interns into a conference room, I give them a couple PCs, and I give them the summer to do something and write up a report. And I said, is that either objective or scalable? And your words to me were, until you give me something that is, this is all I got. And what I hear John saying is he's got something better.
What I'll tell you, Peter, it's not just Revlon, right? Most brands, this is the way they're hacking it today. So I think this is like, let's introduce Viral from the CPG guys to brands that, hey, folks, nothing against interns. You should still hire your interns. They have, I'm sure they have 50,000 things to do. But I heard John also talk about AI, right? The AI being the mechanism to get the analytics out. When you remove that human touch via Excel, downloading data from YouTube, perhaps, and other social media platforms into AI analysis, you're talking a different paradigm of speed and outcomes over here. So no debate here from my side, Peter.
And I just want to add to that what John just said, which is, you know, I think if you look at your if you ask your nieces, nephews, kids, right, the Gen Zs and the millennials, on average, they're spending 2 hours on their mobile devices watching video, right? And so the shopper experience, the behaviors have changed dramatically in the last 3 years. And I say that, you know, COVID changed the world. The world changed video. Video changed TikTok. And of course, all of this has changed and made companies like Viral possible, right? And video is here to stay. It's not going away, if anything. So making sense of this video is very important and critical for all businesses.
So Ajay, now let's connect what you just said to the reality of actually a partnership with brands. Like, what can a brand find in partnership with you? What do you need from a brand to get started with you? And then what are the solutions you offer them? So take us through those.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, let me say at the core of our Viral is our video analyzing and processing engine, if you will. So let me start with first, let me tell you what really differentiates us from everyone else. So we're one of the few companies in the world that can match millions of videos on YouTube to your entire product catalog by product, category, brand, competitor, keyword, and hashtag. And this is important because when shoppers and both brands, brand marketers are interested in finding all the analytics at product and SKU level, which is what the first thing we deliver. The second is we are one of the few companies that actually can Google inside the video. And what I mean by that is we analyze once the video is matched, we analyze the inside of the video, which is the audio, text, and images in 9 dimensions. So for example, we're able to give the sentiment analysis of all the audio, you know, what people are saying, positive and negative comments that they're making, keywords, and all of that. We analyze demographic data, age, ethnicity, and gender of all the people in the videos. Diversity, which is a big, big hot topic right now, right? Diversity is both race, language, country, but it's also, it could be size of the product that's being featured in the video or the demographic that's featured in the video as well. We do scene analysis, indoor, outdoor scene. You're a sunscreen brand. You're interested in promoting an outdoor versus indoor product. We're also able to tell the brand whether the creator of the content, if they're coming from social, are they an expert in beauty? So we look at the last 30 videos they posted and analyze that. We look at topics. So we have trained the machines to identify 100 topics by vertical. And then finally, we also track all the engagement and all that. And of course, we're continuing to build more dimensions to this. And last but not the least is brand safety. So we flag the video if there's nudity, foul language, or minors in the video. So at the heart of it of our platform is this engine that can process video from any platform. And there are different kinds of platforms that we capture video from. So which is essentially the first thing we do is we capture videos from social media platforms. we capture videos. Brands can upload their own videos. We just signed a big shoe brand that's added more than 500 videos onto the platform to make all their video content searchable and useful, both for their teams, but also for their shoppers on their site as well. We also capture videos from e-commerce platforms as well. So most recently, we launched the Shopify app. So after a purchase is made, post-purchase engagement is also very key to retention and reviews and more. So we can capture videos post the purchase as well. So those are some of the different kinds of platforms through which we capture videos. Once the video is captured, we then help brands rate and rank all the video content so they can find the top 10 reviews and the worst 10 reviews for the product. We then capture the email address of the creator as well with their permission. So we're also GDPR compliant as well. So brands can now reach out to these creators to license content. So the third part of our solution is licensing, UGC licensing. In order for a brand to be to have peace of mind and be free of any liabilities, they need to acquire the licensing right to that video. So we facilitate UGC licensing at scale. And finally, the fourth portion of the solution, which I believe is really the key to video commerce. And so we just recently launched our Shopify e-commerce in-video search app. And what the app does is it really hits upon the key two KPIs, which is driving new customers and driving new revenue. So we offer in-video search on product pages, which has never happened before. So the bottom line is, let me just give you a quick example. Let's say we're all buying cars, all four of us here. Shri, you're interested in a car with leather seats. Peter, you're interested in child seats. And John here is interested in car acceleration because that's important. And for me, whether it's a sedan or not is important. So I'm now on the BMW website, and there are 20 videos, right? How do you know which of these four features are featured in what video? So today, the best that customers do is they will watch the first video to see if they find something. If not, they will abandon the experience, right? And so here we are. Brands have spent thousands of dollars on making those videos, and the ROI on that before Viral came about is almost zero, right? And so now with Viral, we're offering a video search bar on top of those videos. So you can instantly search leather seats. We can take you to that portion of the video where you're looking at, you're looking for leather seats. You can watch that just that portion of the video and purchase the product. So we have really solved the problem for shoppers, helping them instantly find the answers they're looking for to make their shopping decisions. And this is some, I'll just share with you two fun facts. One is that what we found is the moment you add interaction on a video, completion rates go up to 90%, meaning someone has watched the video, portions of the video, or all of it because of the interaction with the video. And the other thing we found is, and this is a new study that was recently done by one of the big firms, is they found that returns go down quite dramatically. And they did this study during the holidays. When you have videos on your website, people are making more informed decisions. Have you been in a situation where you ordered a product, the color was supposed to be maroon, but when it arrived, it was beige, something else, right? And so video really solves those problems, right? It comes down to that brand trust and that product trust. You see the product in action. And so it's hitting the second thing, the bottom line, which is, and this is a new stat. I actually was very surprised to see this study that returns go down. And so it really hits the bottom line post-holidays for a number of brands and retailers. So anyway, so that's like the summary of what we do from insights, capture to insights to licensing to commerce.
Yeah, Sri, I saw you shaking your head when we were talking about product safety. One thing that we can do, because we understand and index all of the content, is we can make sure that the video aligns with the policy of the reseller. Of the retailer, excuse me. So Amazon, Walmart have different video requirements. You can filter those based upon the content in those to align with the requirements of the retailer.
I still have one question that Ajay actually didn't answer. Maybe I can ask you that was part of that, which is if a brand wanted to get started, right, how do they do this? Do they just find you on LinkedIn, just ping you based on the information we gave? And then what would you ask them back in return to get started?
Yeah, that's a great question. If a brand were to reach out to us at viral.com and one of our salespeople or myself contacts them, the starting point is we could set up a free demo for them. we just need an ASIN, a SKU, et cetera, and we can start collecting videos right away for them and give them an experience with their own content. It's a great way for them, for us to deliver an experience that they can walk down the hall in their office and show people the insight that we provide from our platform without, with specific, you know, influencers talking about their products.
Yeah, you generally see the ROI within 24 to 48 hours because we capture the videos, and within 24 hours, you'll see all the analytics delivered for whatever you're searching for. So you see the ROI right away.
You know, Sri, my head is spinning. I think if you hired the entire student body at Ohio State University to spend an entire year cataloging videos, you couldn't even scratch the surface of what they're able to do with AI and machine learning. This is, I said it before, and I'll say it again, this is revolutionary. To be able to take a video and clearly link it to every single product in a brand's portfolio and all of its attributes at scale, not in years or months, but in very short order, measured more in like hours and days. That's phenomenal. So Ajay, let me follow up. From your perspective, what are the keys to success when leveraging video for commerce? I mean, we're kind of right there, but I really want to hear you articulate it. And how will this change the game for brands using your solution?
Absolutely, absolutely. So first of all, you know, as I gave the example of the car before, the key to video commerce is in-video search, right? I mean, when I'm shopping, I'm as a shopper, I'm impatient. I need to get to my answers, while the brand needs to build brand trust and make that and make that conversion happen. So in-video search is going to be fundamental to commerce, right? And of course, you know, I think, you know, Google changed the world of tech search, and hopefully, you know, Varo will do the same with video. So first thing I would say is in-video search. Make all your content searchable, and in order to do that, you don't need to start with UGC. I mean, many brands already have a portfolio or a folder of videos. So you can actually start there by starting with all your branded content, making that searchable and useful, and then extending that to UGC content and video content as you continue to build your video commerce strategy. So that's first. Second is personalization. So we all know that, you know, when we shop, most of us actually will read reviews. And what's important when we are watching a review is for people to see people like them buying the product. So personalization is the second important thing and feature and key to delivering a great video commerce experience. Personalization could be thought of in many different ways. One is it could be based on, you know, who's visiting your site. So if I know that the visitor to my site is, you know, let's say it's a shoe company, and you know it's a 20-year-old female, perhaps this data is captured in their profile or the signals that you're capturing on your side, we can then launch a video. You can then launch a video that features a 19-year-old female, right? So people like to see people like them buying the product. That's number two. And the third part of this is really video SEO, right? And so today, one of the big problems that Google has is search engines have in general, I would say, is they don't understand every time they hit a video on a page, what's inside the video, right? But there are a lot of laws and regulation around different countries, especially around video. Like, you can't feature minors. Brand safety is a big issue, right? I mean, perhaps someone in a bikini might be okay in the Western culture, but perhaps not so much in Malaysia, right? So it's important that one of the reasons Google is not fully showing all the content or search engines is because they're really nervous about showing brand unsafe videos. Right, so brand safety and video SEO is the third piece of this, which is you have to have a solution that can address the video SEO solution. So you're giving signals to the search engine as they're indexing your page that this video is safe. It's a review. It features a 19-year-old female. So if Google can then or search engines can then appropriately display the right content in the SEO process, and in the process, it delivers really a delight and a happiness factor to everyone. As a shopper, I want to see relevant content. As Google, they want to deliver relevant search results. The brand ones is looking for leads. So optimizing your video SEO can, of course, you know, is going to lead to new customers and new revenue for you as a brand. So I would say video SEO is the third piece of this. And then the fourth is, you know, engage your customers post-purchase. You know, people are making videos. It doesn't always have to be a review video. It could be an unboxing video. It could be a how-to video. It could be a simple contest, just asking a simple question. You know, what did you love about our product? Tell us, you know, tell us more. So post-purchase engagement with video content is also very important and fundamental to commerce. So those are the three, four elements. So just to recap, it's in-video search, personalization, video SEO, and post-purchase engagement.
A quick reminder to our audience that we're speaking to Ajay Bam, the founder, and John Casey, the head of business development at Viral. So Ajay, I'm going to come back to you regarding UGC, Peter's favorite word, and I'll let him chime in as well after you speak. How are today's retailers and marketplaces utilizing both UGC and branded videos? Do you have examples? Like an example could be like Amazon. And John, feel free to chime in as well. And then Peter, you too, since this is literally your favorite word, UGC.
John, do you want to share about Amazon, what's going on in the Amazon world?
So, you know, I've been working in the Amazon space for almost 10 years. Today, Amazon is using UGC video below the fold. And they're also starting to introduce or work with video review. The key with video for Amazon is how does Amazon make sure that content is appropriate, right? And so that's the magic sauce. You know, Amazon's video requirements have some really interesting things. You're not allowed to swear. You're not allowed to drink. Minors in bikinis. But you're not supposed to talk about Walmart. You're not supposed to talk about your brand.com site. You're not supposed to talk about coupons. You know, so how, before Amazon publishes this, how do you do these things? So Amazon, Walmart, Target, et cetera, all recognize that UGC content is incredibly valuable. They're looking, how do they harness this and use it most efficiently? So our conversations with those type of retailers is really interesting right now because nobody's heard of this type of technology before. And then from the other end of it is also in the service provider area of how are PIMs and DAMs dealing with this phenomena? You know, we know all the PIM and DAM companies are out there delivering content, managing content, making content searchable. But what are they doing with UGC content? Just to know that this is a video on a particular shampoo is fine, but what are the exact words in there? What is the transcript and how does that align with expectations? So what we're seeing both from the retailer end of it and the service provider end of it is they're really grasping and they're starting to figure this out. Viral is in a great position to help them understand that the technology is out of UC Berkeley, right? It's out of the machine learning lab at Berkeley. It's sound, and we have the ability to deliver at speed, the ability for them to understand this content and license it and then deliver it on product pages. It's really a cool time for us.
Yeah. And just to add to that, you know, I don't know if people know this, but Amazon has launched a new store where you can watch videos and buy products. So if you simply Google Amazon watch and buy, it actually pops up. And this also gets back to a phenomena that COVID did, which is pre-COVID, they had about four categories. Now they have over 45 categories on that shop. So clearly, you know, video is getting traction on Amazon as well. The other fact that a lot of people don't realize is that Amazon has amassed more than 250 million video reviews on their platform. Now, they don't offer yet in-video search and everything, but the point is Amazon is now asking customers, and this gets into post-purchase engagement as well, and now being asked by Amazon to upload a video or respond to a review on Alexa. So essentially, they're looking at ways to capture video content and audio as well for reviews and more. So Amazon is already doing this. And what this means is customers will expect via product pages and e-commerce sites to start with video because video is engaging, it's grasping. You know, the moment you see something moving on a screen, right? And if Amazon is doing it, it means that millions of shoppers will expect and will be sort of transformed into that behavior, if you will, of watching videos.
You know, Sri, there are three attributes that are of concern when you consider user-generated content. One is the authenticity. So you have things like IP address taggings for fraudulent IP address. And you know, there's a whole lot of work that's done mostly around the authenticity aspect, because that's what you see appear in the Wall Street Journal and New York Times all the time. The other two are the ones that John and Ajay touched on. Now, I fully expect them to be able to deal with the whole relevance issue, which is, you know, to the point he made, you want to search for leather seats. I want to search for child safety. Being able to find the component of the content that's relevant to me is very important. The one that's surprising that I didn't anticipate, and they have told me they also address, is actually the appropriateness. So they can make, through AI, decisions that here until now would have required human moderation to come in and say, no, no, this particular component element, that is not appropriate for this market or this audience. And at scale, you can make judicious decisions on, and this opens up the world of being able to consume and disseminate massive amounts of video content. Again, I'm going to, third time I'm using it, Sri, revolutionary, revolutionary.
You know, when we spoke to, let me just put it out there, right? Usually when we speak to a service provider on the CPG guys, it takes about 6 weeks to 8 weeks for us to kind of figure out, should we do a podcast with them? And then it's another, I would say, a minimum of 90 days out before we can actually get it put on the show. How many days did we do this in, Peter, once we heard that word, that of the proposition?
So I talked to John at Shop Talk, which was, what, 3 weeks ago in Los Angeles?
That's correct.
That's how quickly, when I shared with you, and then we got these guys on the phone for a prep session.
And Ajay, when did we meet?
A
week ago.
A week ago?
Just a week ago.
Yeah.
And Sri and I got off that call, called each other and said, holy four letter expletive. This is phenomenal. We have got to introduce this capability to the audience because they're going to eat this up.
All right, let's jump into the next one, Peter.
Ajay, my next question's for you. You know, I'd really like to understand specifically what type of video content really drives conversion, and give us a little bit more about, you know, specifically how you see viral accelerating this conversion by highlighting, drawing out, and being able to share back to shoppers, you know, exactly where that exists.
Yeah, absolutely. So the type of content is very fundamental to drive more conversions. And what I mean by that is, you know, when I look at the kind of videos, the type of videos, when we look at by vertical, the different kinds of videos that drive conversion. So, for example, in the beauty category, it's always reviews, unboxing videos, and how-to videos that drive conversion. And in the automotive category, it's usually the reviews, inside-outside tour of the car, a dealership video, and an infomercial. So the type of video will vary. And what we found is, in order for customers to make these purchase decisions, having these three types of videos on every single PDP is actually very essential and very useful. So how can brands think about this? Like, so when they're building their marketing budgets, I always recommend that they split their budget between UGC and their branded videos 80-20, meaning 80% of the budget is being spent on UGC and 20% on their branded content. And let me tell you this, the ROI is actually the other way around, which is the ROI on UGC content is massive. It's 10x. Because at the end of the day, the bottom line is customers trust other customers. So my point is, you spend less on a UGC video, but the ROI that you get on a UGC video is 10x compared to your spending on making a branded video and getting that. And we have found this, by the way, we have analyzed thousands of data, millions of videos for thousands of brands. And the 10x UGC engagement is almost consistent across all verticals. It works because the bottom line is customers trust other customers. So coming back to the question, brands and retailers really need to think about those types of videos. And this is also where we actually, Viral can help as well. So one of the things, key reports that we produce is the engagement and the diversity report. And in the diversity report, we can actually show you the type of content that you have, but the type of content you're missing and who you're missing in your target demographic as well. So we've had a brand that recently came to us. We actually analyzed over 12,000 videos for them in 14 days, what would have taken them over 9.5 months to manually watch a 12-minute video. And one of the first things that they wanted to understand was do an audit of their all their video data on YouTube. So what videos do they have? But more importantly, what videos they're missing. And this is, again, gets back into the SEO and the search problem as well. If a customer is searching on YouTube for your brand review unboxing video, it doesn't exist. Guess what? YouTube never shows a blank screen. You just sent your customer to your competitor. YouTube is more likely to show your competitor if a video for your product or brand doesn't exist. So as customers, as brand marketers, you really need to start thinking about video content holistically, all the way from your video SEO. Really, I would say think about the shopper journey. You know, how does the customer do their product market research? How do they arrive on your homepage? Is there an opportunity to drive more engagement on the homepage with video? Is there an opportunity on the PDP and the checkout process to drive more conversion with video? And is there a way to engage them with post-purchase engagement? So, you know, I have, and this is another conversation, but there are about 16 shopper touch points where you can influence the shopper with video. And there's lots to do here. So we're still at the beginning of the video journey with where we are as
Yeah, things
as
are changing really quickly in the space. Peter, you probably saw this week where Amazon has changed their ad platform, where it's now encouraging people to put unboxing videos and UGC video in an ad. Because you've licensed that content, you can edit it down to what you need. You can have an unboxing video by an authentic buyer, and it could be 8 seconds. But that runs in your ad, and that is going to be much more efficient for that particular audience that is represented by that individual.
John, as the head of business development for Vital, the ROI question automatically goes to you. So when a brand actually does a partnership, we've said a lot about you guys here on the CPG guys, but when a brand chooses to do a partnership with you, how can they measure the ROI of the actual investment with you? Like, what metrics do you provide? Is there a report? How does that actually happen? How do they know with confidence that they did the right thing?
The ROI, one thing we've always said is content is not static, right? So if you think that you have your content catalog full, there's 5 videos created tomorrow, et cetera. So the ROI truly is we save money from hiring, having your individuals or employees review them themselves. We save you money and make money by, as Ajay said, we're two things we're always trying to do is increase your revenue and add new customers. We see an increase between 10 and 68% when UGC video is used correctly. And that's been proven time over time that video is changing the way people are consuming this information. And the last area of value is understand what your competitors are saying. You know, we provide a daily report to say, here are videos introduced by your competitors. Here are the keywords and phrases within their videos. And here are the individuals who, the influencers, their age, race, gender. So maybe you want to pay attention to that also. That's the immediate return on that.
Yeah. And just to add to what John said, you know, if I were to get very drilled down to our Shopify app that we just launched, we're increasing page engagement 2x to 5x. We're offering a lot of insights around what people are searching inside the video, right? This can be tremendous value. If you know that the one key feature is that everyone is asking for in this product or they're searching for is vegan, and I'm just making this up as an ingredient, that's what they're searching for. Perhaps that message can be featured outside the video. It can be featured in your promotion. It can even be a heat map that Viral creates on top of the video, so customers can actually very quickly see what are the hot features of this product that everyone is searching for and they're buying for, right? So page engagement is one. The other is on Shopify app, we offer a lot of search insights, click through insights, what filters are people selecting, and then the third is, as John references, you know, how many people in this session watched a video and added the product to the shopping cart and actually made a purchase. So really, we can also measure the number of orders placed and the revenue generated through the Shopify app. So of course, you know, we started with Shopify because it's one of the most robust API-driven platforms, e-commerce platforms, and we're looking to extend and do more.
Sri, I can't believe we're at the last question already. This has gone by so fast in my mind because I've just been hanging on every word that's coming out. So Ajay, let's talk a little bit about the future. What's next for you? Obviously, I think you're already bringing the future to the present, but what are the areas and capabilities that you're focused on for developing across this whole leveraging video to drive conversion? Really like to know where you're leaning towards next.
Absolutely. So one of the things we're doing, we're building next is we're creating a mechanism for when brands run a campaign or retailers run a campaign via email or via text or on their social, we're creating a very elegant mobile experience for creators to upload video content or respond to a campaign. So brands can will be able to capture videos, license videos, and reward customers for video content as well at scale. So that's the next thing we're working on right now, is delivering an awesome campaign management and mobile experience for creators who upload videos. So they're engaged and they'll do more on the with viral platform and respond more quickly. And we're creating some sort of a gamification around that process as well. And then the other thing we're doing is we're also on the as a company, we capture videos from multiple platforms, and we also want to distribute videos to multiple platforms and channels as well. So today we have integrated with YouTube, Dropbox, Shopify. The next on the roadmap that we're integrating is TikTok, Instagram, and we also want to integrate with video hosting platforms like Vimeo, and we also want to integrate with the Amazons and the Walmarts of the world, where essentially the way we see viral as a one-stop shop video CRM solution. So you can come to our platform, capture content, rate it, license it, and at the same time with one click, you'll be able to distribute that video content to all your PDPs and your e-commerce sites. And in the process, we're also building a recommendation engine as well. So if a customer is watching videos for a particular product on your PDPs on your homepage, we can also recommend videos for similar products in that category. Or if you're a retailer, we can also recommend similar products across multiple brands. And also one thing I want to emphasize that we didn't chat about, but we're also integrated with QR codes as well. So as brands are adding QR codes to their packaging, we can now enable an in-store shopping experience with QR codes. So essentially, I'm at Target, you know, I pick up a CPG product, and I'm interested in, you know, how to do my hair color with this product. So we've created a mechanism now where customers can scan QR codes and they can launch the video experience. And from there, we can actually drive conversion on that product as well from an in-store shopping experience with video. So we're tying all of this together, and we really want to create sort of an omni-channel experience. So whether you're online or offline, you always have viral as a companion to help you with your shopping journey. Both as a brand, we give you all the tools, and as a shopper, we make it very easy for you to make your purchase decision and create that delight around the product with all things video. And again, we're just at the beginning of video. There's a whole journey ahead of us with where we can create interactive in video components as well with AR, VR. But we're not there yet. We'll eventually get there. But that's sort of our focus is mobile experience for creators and adding more platforms, three more platforms by end of the year.
I don't know about you, Peter, but I'll be looking forward to those AR, VR video experiences that Ajay is going to bring to us in the future. So let me remind our audience that you can find all of our content on cpgguys.com just by going to a browser. We always ask you to give us ratings and reviews. The reason we do that is so that the ratings tell us how are we doing. The reviews tell us who and what topics you'd like to have on the show. The best way to do that, go to ratethispodcast.com/cpgguys and do leave us a rating and review. We also thank you for the numerous direct messages, LinkedIn, Instagram, email we get. But if you feel you have content that's meaningful to the show, you'd like to get your message into the show, easiest way to do that, just drop us an email, contact@cpgguys.com. That's again, contact@cpgguys.com. Ajay and John, thank you so much for joining us on this episode. All the links to your LinkedIn profile as well as the company will be in the digital liner notes. Once again, thank you for joining us, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. We look forward to more conversations in future.
Thank you very much, guys. Your authentic comments are appreciated. I mean, I believe they're authentic, and it is a big deal. We're in a great place, and we appreciate you guys kind of investing in it with us.
And Peter, let's try to recap and summarize this episode.
You know what? I'm gonna give you the honor of doing that as an exclusive today. Normally, we'd both do it because this is your home turf and domain. Go for it, man.
Authenticity is one thing, but relevance and appropriateness and being able to solve for that in video is nothing short of miraculous. I firmly believe that. But just when I thought I had calmed down a bit, he then throws out QR codes, which you know is my trigger word. You know that. And now, you know what I had to do? I had to open up my MyChart app. I had to message my primary care physician and say, you need to prescribe me a beta blocker because my heart rate is going through the roof. I'm just kidding, people. It didn't really happen. I'm being hyperbolic, okay? But the point is, Sri, the ability to finally take all the massive amount of video content that's being generated across multiple platforms and be able to link it, make it searchable and accessible to shoppers to answer the specific question that they want, the area that they're focusing in. This is a game changer, Sri. This is remarkable. Drop the mic.
Wow. What an episode. We touched the end-to-end spectrum of meaningful video-based UGC and what the world has to look forward to in terms of video analytics, how to measure it, how to use it, automation via AI, which basically means you can get to a ton of that stuff about who's actually looking at my video. Are they watching unboxing versus how to use the product? I can think of so many categories, electronics. You know, prior to this recording, I'm looking for an outdoor TV for my gazebo. And that's what I was looking at, everything from unboxing, how to use it. Does it have this feature, that feature? When they use that feature, what does the outcome look like? Like, I had 30 different questions because it's a big spend. You know, it's a couple K and I want to make sure I get the right thing because the last thing I want to do is have a technician come in and reinstall it or have all kinds of problems. Then I think of beauty and skincare. The amount of stuff that people actually try to search before they buy a product, because with your skin, when you put something on, you want to make sure it actually works the first time. You don't have room to do test and learn, a famous word of the CPG industry. So just mind-boggling the things that can be achieved. So let me thank you both. And with that, this is a wrap of this episode of the CPG Guys. We'll be back very soon with another one.
The content in this podcast episode is provided for general informational purposes only. By listening to our episode, you understand that no information contained in this episode should be construed as advice from CPG Guys LLC or the individual author, hosts, or guests, nor is it intended to be a substitute for research on any subject matter. Reference to any specific product or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by CPG Guys LLC. The views expressed by guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The views expressed by CPG Guys LLC do not represent the views of their employers or the entity they represent. CPG Guys LLC expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of, reference to, or inability to use this podcast or the information we present in this podcast.